With that, thank you for your presentation. Miss Wendy, do you need a break for the recorder or anything?
No, I think we're good for a while.
We'll go on to county administration. Personnel, Ms. Cummins. Public Works.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Melissa Cummins, Deputy County Administrator. The item I have for you on the agenda now is a request to amend Chapter 3 of Title 7, Section 7-3.03 of the Siskiyou County Code. So on June 20th of this year, the governor signs Senate Bill 207, which essentially authorizes the board to transfer the duties of the county road commissioner to the director of the Department of Public Works. The director will then does not have to have any special licensing requirements. Any civil engineering functions that are required would be handled through oversight by him, but through a civil engineer. So what the item is requesting the board, or staff is recommending the board, to introduce, waive, and approve the first reading of the ordinance change and ask the clerk to set it for a second reading and public hearing.
All right. Wishes of my colleagues or questions?
And when are you looking for a date?
So second can be on December 6th, the first meeting.
Okay. Is that the recommended motion, including waiving reading?
Yes.
Sorry. Do you have a second? Roll call, Ms. Wendy.
All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Thank you.
Ms. Wendy, I think it's where we put you on the spot. You get to shuffle a bunch of papers.
If you're okay, I know we've got people online that want to talk about the flood district. The memorial benches. So maybe if we could hold this to later when I do my other appointments, that would
we'll
be great.
We'll do that.
Give us a little bit more time to finish up some of this.
So for those online, we're skipping 7D right now, which is the appointment in lieu of election. And we'll be moving on to item 8, which is, so I'm going to recess as the Board of Supervisors, convene as Flood Control Water Conservation District. Any public comment for Flood and Water Conservation District?
None online.
And then item 8B, Flood Control District, the resolution for memorial bench donations.
Good morning. Amanda Kimball, Project Coordinator for Siskiyou County General Services. We were approached about a month ago about the Flood District possibly interacting the discussion about accepting memorial benches along the trail at Lake Siskiyou. So I worked with Natalie Reed at County Council to type up an agreement and present you guys with a resolution to allow us to accept memorial benches, and it also talks about like plaques and stuff like that along areas of the trail.
Absolutely. Any comments or questions from colleagues?
Real quick, so I was just there Sunday to do a light Sunday walk. Me and my wife are out there walking. You know, the ultimate goal is to have a year all the way around type thing. There are plenty of people out there, and I would tell you there's what I would call some beautiful spots that would be appropriate to have a bench for people to enjoy, just much like we've been on, that we try to maintain it to the best we can. We have a lot of tourists that come by there, and it's one of the lifeblood of South County. So, but I do think there's a limit how many benches we can put out there.
Correct.
So I would be very cognizant of that.
Yes. Yep. We are anticipating probably more requests after this. Dwayne and I are going to make a field trip out there, hopefully when the weather gets a little nice, and designate certain areas that we will be able to put benches and limit how many along there.
And so I think we parked at North Shore. We went that way and walked up. But there's a couple spots I think would be appropriate. And then probably by the dam. There's a lot of people to go there.
Yep.
You know, instead of...
That's where this specific one that we got is along the walking trail on the left side of the lane.
And then as I go farther out from North Shore, past the parking lot, whatever, in my mind, I would not put benches there because, you know, it's out of the limelight and you vandalize that kind of thing.
Correct.
And I would just... So I would keep it very much to the high traffic areas where people... Because we have a lot of what I would call senior citizens that may not walk the whole trail, but would like to just sit out there and enjoy the ambiance.
Yes, there is regulations that we also have to stick with. The benches have to be in areas for ADA compliant. It can't be off in...
Right. Anyways, and I do, again, I think you got my comment.
Yes.
So I appreciate
that. Thank you.
That was something I support.
Thank you.
Any other, I'll get to the public here real quick, any other board comments or questions?
Sure. I like the concept. I think you need to set the limitation before we accept so that we don't get into trouble because it's the memorial thing, while I get the idea, it opens up the emotion to, okay, how do you turn down X memorial bench because X was in? So I think you need to set the parameters pretty tight up front and the location. And I think you also need to set the material so that it's, I'll call it maintenance free.
Yes.
Because we don't have that capability.
Correct.
And I don't know if that's in the parameters currently or not. Is this to accept this one today, or is this just an agreement to?
This is an agreement to allow the executive director to accept memorial benches. We will have guidelines, but this is just the first step to allow her to accept the...
I'd like the guidelines first.
Well, you know,
you want more.
So I go out there fairly regularly.
Yeah.
We have at least from my perspective, two, I would call it, tables out there, one along the trail, one on both sides. So we already have things. I don't expect a map rush, but I do tend to agree that we need to set those parameters pretty much up front.
Yeah. And, you know, well, especially when you're dealing with...
And the material that they're using is the more of that. It's not wood. It's
not going to be wood.
It's composite.
Yeah.
It's composite.
Like tracks or whatever.
Yeah.
And then anything that we put out there is subject to vandalism.
Understood that.
Correct. And in the agreement and talking with our guys that are out there, they are going to put cement slabs to secure so that they do not get moved, because we do have picnic benches out there that just get moved wherever,
right.
But it's going to be stationary to the location that is.
And just as a thought that comes to mind, one of the things I see happening is that someone wants to donate a bench, boom, gone, and then the next thing we're stuck maintaining it. There should be parameters of what happens.
Yep.
When it degrades to a point, it's going to come out.
It does say this in here, that at any point in time, the life of the bench or 10 years, there is going to be a fee assessed for the maintenance, and our guys are already aware of that. They're already down there in these areas mitigating and cleaning things up. And it's also going to be highly suggested that if you are going to do this, and if they are going to be out there, then they need to take a look at what they've donated and let us know. And if any time that it gets vandalized to an extent to where we can't put slot paint on it or anything, it will be removed
with the two tables, actually, they don't. I've seen them often enough. They don't seem to be being vandalized. So I think we have a pretty good people that go out there are very cognizant. I think more from a tourist standpoint. So I'm confident in that. But to me, it's almost going to add another set of eyes to what's going on out there. And so again, support this wholeheartedly. Knowing what the comments are. So,
thank you.
And then I see at least one hand up, Mr. Derby. 3 minutes, sir. We may have to press that button, Ms. Forrester, on top.
I got it.
Oh, you got it? Awesome. The one right on the speaker.
Battery 100%.
Mr. Derby, sorry about that little technical stuff, but if you want to speak, I see your hand up. Mr. Derby, I don't see your hand up. I see someone that was in favor of it, Ms. Kimball, or?
Yes, Debbie is one of the ones she's there too. She's the one that submitted the request.
Okay, well, good. I see another hand up. We're not going to ignore you guys. I see Mrs. Debbie Derby, and we're going to acknowledge you now if you want to speak for 3 minutes.
Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, Mrs. Derby.
Oh, great. Well, Mark is going to take over here.
Okay.
Good morning, and thank you for allowing us to comment on this and also listen to a very interesting meeting. There's quite interesting topics going on in the county that we don't listen to too much if we don't listen to board meetings. So in this particular case, we're interested in purchasing a bench as a memorial for a person that's a 40-plus year resident of Siskiyou County, passed away recently. And through that time, she worked in the produce industry. The last 35 were with General Produce. And if throughout that time, she touched many people in the county. If people worked in retail grocery or restaurants in all the counties, South County, North County, Scott Valley, Butte Valley, Tule Lake, we were all over the place. And so we just wanted to put this in as a memorial. Notice there are other benches out there, as Ed alluded to. But anyway, thank you for the opportunity to speak, and we're just hoping to move this through. And it looks like it's a mechanism that'll be revisited potentially soon. So thank you for the opportunity.
I'd like to make one more comment. This is Debbie Derby. I would ask if the county comes down to view the area, that there is a bench that the General Produce wants to put in, and there's already one at the tennis courts, and it's been up for a number of years. It doesn't require maintenance, according, to the website, and we've seen that, because I think it's been over 10 years since it's been there. So I would just ask that you approve this motion. And Nancy was a wonderful person that contributed to the area down here in South County. She was on the Dunsmuir Flower Show. She was 4th of July youth race winner. Her magic that she participated in and actually ran the whole thing, the Mount Shasta Beautification Committee. And, so I would just ask that you consider and approve this. Thank you.
Thank you. Wishes of my colleagues?
I would make the motion. I think for the comments that, that at least what I heard, you understand that we should have a limit and make sure you put something in place. I'm confident to move forward. We're not going to have 100 applications tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, I'm willing to move forward with it. That would be my motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion. I'm not trying to, I get this. I know Nancy, and I worked with her when I had my restaurant for some 30 years. So I get the importance. But I would prefer to see the guidelines first. I mean, I don't have any difficulty with this other than...
We'll work on the, for a department, because we have guidelines for events already.
Yeah. Where I'm headed with this is easy to do today, but with no guidelines, it can get way out of control very quickly. And so I'd be more comfortable bringing this back on our next meeting with the guidelines, because, this is a great project. I just want the parameters set, because I know how this can just get out of control too quickly. And I understand.
Maybe this is a compromise, Supervisor Cobb. Yeah. Let's move forward. Before the bench is installed, make sure you come back before us and know what the final guidelines are before it's installed.
Well, are the benches going to be uniform?
Yes.
They'll all be the same.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
No matter who it is.
Correct. Well, we're going to stick to the uniform, and we're going to make it to where they're sturdy.
Yeah, I get all that.
Yes. No, it's all going to look the same.
What's the anticipated number of benches that you're talking about? Give me an idea.
In my head, 5.
Okay, I can go with
that. And I'm saying half
the time. 10 at the most, 5.
Because
we have to...
Okay, that's
it's
fine.
Going to be near the parking areas where the restrooms are. Right?
Well,
yeah. It may be along the one on North Shore where people walk, because there's some beautiful spots to be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, there's no one in the spot.
I love the concept.
Yeah.
I just know that things get out of control quick.
Don't discount it. Though. Anyways, have a motion on the floor.
A second. Yeah, it sounds like a negotiation there.
Somewhere.
So I'll call for the roll call.
Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Kopsev?
Aye, with what we discussed.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure thing.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
I'll be an aye also.
Thank you.
We'll do a minute approval for October 18th.
I've received no corrections for those.
Move approved.
Second. Or, wait. Yeah, I was here.
Yeah, just last meeting. Director Halk?
Aye.
Director Cobb-Sev?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Ogren?
And
Director Chris, Ogren abstain. And Director Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Okay, thank you.
We'll adjourn as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Reconvene as the Board of Supervisors, Ms. Wendy.
Do you want to do?
There's some people here for, you want to take a little break?
I was going to say Siskiyou Power. I don't know how long that
there
would
might
take.
Be some people here for public hearings.
Oh, gotcha.
Just going to move
okay.
along.
Okay, no worries.
I don't think anybody's here for Siskiyou Power Authority.
Okay.
Other than important staff. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip to public hearings, Ms. Wendy.
Okay, that works.
And I'm going to go ahead and start the public hearing for the solid waste facilities by reading the board presentation. This is the solid waste.
No, yeah.
Ms. Kimball?
I heard yeah. something else in my
yeah.
brain.
Yes, this is a second reading of an ordinance amending gate fees at the various Siskiyou County solid waste facilities. And I believe they're all listed after many different
corrections.
Discussions and corrections.
And then Ms. Kimball, staff report.
Right now, I have not received anything back since the last meeting, and coming back to you to approve the second reading.
Right. And then any correspondence, Ms. Wendy?
Not at the clerk level.
Any reports or evidence from other county departments or public agencies? Seeing none. Proponents, opponents, public comment, Ms.
Not
Warford?
Online.
Not online. No rebuttals. Since it is the second reading, I'll close the hearing. And wishes of my board, motion or discussion?
Discussion.
Supervisor Cobb-Sev.
So in the new proposed ordinance, I don't see where we have talked about a $5 per load for green waste year round.
That was not something that
has
brought.
To be in there for my approval, or at least my support.
Because that was something that you guys brought and wanted for the new contract.
Understood, but it should still be part of this ordinance because it'll have to be codified if that's what we're going to do. I think. I don't think it'll just be a matter of the contract. And then on electronic waste, I get where we're headed with this. The problem is, one, we want to keep it out of the roadside and out of the forest. You're going to get people that will pay the $2. You're going to get people that are going to say nuts to it. And I think that's a factor there. I know $2 doesn't sound like a lot, but I think that it's been
costing
free.
Our hauler $11,000.
I understand.
I understand that.
I get that. I'm just not sure we're going to continue to get the amount that we're getting now if we charge for it. I could go $1, but I mean, and even $2 sounds irrelevant, but I just know that it's going to be difficult. But I guess my biggest beef here is household batteries. Are you talking about AA, AA, and you're going to charge me more than it costs me to buy them, to dispose them?
It costs us $8 to haul them away per pound.
Per pound?
Yes.
So, again, if I come in with 50 batteries, am I going to pay $50 to have them disposed?
That's how it's written.
I know. I'm not. I'm going to throw them in the trash. I'm telling you. Most people will do that. They're not going to pay $1 to get rid of them. If it's something environmental, and this is not a criticism on you or your department, I'm just saying the practicality of it is it's just not going to work. If you're going to find it back in the trash where we've been trying to keep it out of altogether, you need to incentivize. And some people have been doing their due diligence with that, but that will kill it. So I don't know how we get around that. To me, household batteries, you just let them come in and figure out, tack it on somewhere else, but nobody's going to pay $1 a battery to dispose of.
So if I could just piggyback on some of this stuff. So I know I've been a long-time supporter, as you well know, for green waste.
Yeah.
In my mind, and I've conveyed it more than once, and it's going to happen in this new contract, because I'm not going to support who you're negotiating with that component.
I understand.
This was really an interim thing, and you were not here when I was voting. to do it right then and there to raise the fee, because unfortunately the costs go up. I do agree with you on the batteries. I think that that should be
free.
Nothing's free anymore, Supervisor Cobb, unfortunately. You know, we pay for it one way or another. I don't know how you would change that. They will just be thrown in the garbage if you charge. The workaround for me, Supervisor Cobb, if you go to any city, I'm just using Dunsbury, Mount Shasta, you can put your batteries in the container there, and they're going to get taken out.
Well, yeah, but we said we removed theirs because the program ceased to exist. I talked to them this morning.
As far as I know, the cities were still being able to collect them. Nobody's reached out to the department letting them know that they weren't doing it anymore.
Well, we came because and took away the container.
Because I know we still get them, and the county still does them, and then the county pays out of sanitation
to
recycle them.
If it was a minor tweak, I'm inclined to keep that program in place because we will just, I still see them to this day. In Parkland, you see just batteries going out of it. We need to collect that. That's an environmental waste.
Understood.
Right? So, you know, if it's a minor tweak, I would say to not charge for that because I think that you are raising the rates and you have, that's the incentive to for it to be utilized. If I have a quote-unquote electronic, there should be a front-end fee when you buy something, just like a tire thing.
A lot of them are doing
right.
That.
Yeah, so we're evolving, so I don't have a problem with the $2 charge because most people are cognizant. The people who are going to throw things on the side of the road, they've already keep doing it. They're going to do that regardless. We raise it $1 or we raise it 10. So I'll leave it at that.
I'm going to stop. I'll get you, Supervisor Howe, but I see where I see staff move the microphone. I'm thinking there might be something pertinent at that time. So, sir, if you're all right with it.
I don't know how you cure this either. Honestly, I don't have anything good to say other than there's no way for us to collect batteries in my district. They all go in the trash. And I'm not going to. I'll tell you right now, and I can tell you my constituents aren't going to spend $20 in gas to drive to Wairika to pay $1 to get rid of batteries, which is what has to happen in my district. So I don't know what you're trying to do with the batteries.
It costs a lot to for the land, the transfer station to be allowed to accept them. It costs them to do it. If you guys want something else for the department to put out to collect, we also don't have staff to go to the cities to collect the batteries.
Yeah,
so if you have...
I understand. I'm not being argumentative.
No,
I'm saying is I understand from the county perspective it pencils out. From a practicality standpoint, it's pretty crazy.
Anything else for us?
That's my 2 cents.
Mr. Kiernan?
Sure. Hey, Kiernan County Council. I just want to remind everybody this is a second reading, so if we're making substantive changes, it'll be the first reading, which will delay things, and I know there's already been concern about when the changes in the rates go into effect.
No more.
Vanessa,
have any of the board members have comments? I just had one, but I don't want to interrupt anybody.
All right.
I kind of think there's two parallel paths. We have this ordinance we're doing for our current vendors out there. Vendors, I think is the correct word. And then we have the bid for another process out there. So there's kind of a parallel path. And I don't really want to let the perfect get in the way of the good. So I think this is something we've really hashed out. And the reason why we did all these other smaller fees was because the board was concerned about the skip from 74 to 90. And the hauler said, hey, why don't you diversify it a little bit so we don't get hit too hard? And that was kind of the... So
and remember, that I was just going to... If I recall, I was willing to go to the limit right away without just to have our current hauler, knowing that we're going to renegotiate with the new thing. So that's where I was. So now, and I think you're right, you know, I'm along the lines, okay, hey, nothing's going to be perfect.
Yes.
And delaying it is not going to help us cause. I certainly get that part. So hopefully you take all this to heart when we're renegotiating with Waste Management that we have as good a thing as it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to support this too. Our vision. You open the door to to the rabbit pen on batteries, I chased it, you know, I mean, and
yeah.
I look forward to what you're going to do with it in the future when we
we're
actually put
we'll look into it. You just added more work to my file.
Well, I'll say this, to me it's pretty straightforward. You know, every city should have a spot, and, you know, maybe they chip in, I don't know. But I will say this, it's worth it to me to absorb the cost instead of seeing all these batteries out there, which aren't helping your agricultural, environmental community here, collectively, all of us, because we have people, unfortunately, that will not pay that kind of money. I get that.
I get the same issue with the electronic waste that I brought up before. I'm willing to pay for it over here, but I don't want to have to spend $20, $30 in gas to go over there and pay for it to get rid of it. We've got to reach out to the rest of the county in being able to recycle this stuff. I got 8 electronic devices piled up in the corner of my barn right now, waiting for when I go to the dump once a year.
Well, you better do it before December.
Supervisor Costa, I think your creations.
Well, here.
Yeah,
I've got a bucket. And everybody I know, you know, I save my batteries and dump them. Just give me, you know, but I'm not going to dump them for $75.
Bring them by the office.
But if I'm at the transfer station already, that's where I've been getting rid of them. And it's easy. I shouldn't have to go to 2 places. So it's ridiculous to have a dollar battery in there. I'm sorry. It is. No matter what it costs, you can absorb it somewhere else.
In the new
if it's an environmentally thing that we're worried about, getting that out of the landfill, we shouldn't be charging for that. Shouldn't it even come up?
Ms. Kimball, I'm not saying this has to be done a certain way, but this is an idea to try to reach, you know, Supervisor House District. I share some of those same big areas, small group of people. But if it did work out prudent-wise in partnership with the libraries, because I know we're focusing a lot on batteries here, but I know there's libraries out there, they have set hours, so I don't know what kind of containers you have, but just to make that a little easier for those folks. And I would share Supervisor House's concerns on that for rural areas. That might be a partner we could use in that, you know, in those spots.
Right, yeah.
And then I'm going to go ahead and ask for a motion for this ordinance for these colleagues. Unless there's other discussion, but I think we got it.
This is the suggested motion, right?
Whatever the motion maker determines, and if that's it, then it's a second.
Or you're going to ask for a motion, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I guess I'll make the motion, and I'll make it upon what Mr. Kieran said, for that being what the staff recommendation and all that sort of stuff is for.
And that is the recommended motion to introduce, waive, and approve the second reading and also adopt the ordinance.
Absolutely, Ms. Winningham, yes. So moved. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Supervisor Ogden seconds. Roll call, Ms. Wendy.
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsep?
I think the ordinance needs more work. I get that it can be changed on the next go around, but this isn't going to make or break anything that happens in December when a fuel surcharge could have. So I'm voting no. I realize that the prices need to go up, but I think how you do it should be more thought out.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Excuse me, and Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye. And then just to announce, I've got letters. There's the Fair Clinical Practices Commission, and as a supervisor or an elected official, you can't participate in anything where you may be deemed to somehow try to profit from it. It is the state law. So some things board members have to recuse themselves from. So I'll be recusing from, thank you, Ms. Kimball. So I'll be recusing from these things, from the Williamson Act, SE3 in a row. Vice Chair Valenzuela.
Are we going to
do the chair?
Yeah.
If I may, this is a convenience for the folks that are here. We could go to item 13F.
Yeah.
And address that first.
Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Dean. Is Mr. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wasn't sure exactly which one you guys were in here on. So what I'm going to do is stay in the room because I don't have the FPBC with this one. And we'll do item F. So we'll open the hearing and then reading order of presentation.
Yes, looks like this is the first reading of a zone change, a request to rezone from AG1 to MH, and also from AG1 to MM, and also that includes a use permit for concrete and asphalt recycling facility. And I believe this is right outside of Wairika.
Presentation with staff report.
Yep. Good morning for 7 more minutes. Haley Lane, Planning Director. And so this item before you today is for a zone change and a use permit located off of 2409 East Oberlin Road, approximately 2 miles east of the city of Wairika. Next slide. Project summary. So the project includes a zone change to rezone APN 013-120230 from prime ag to light industrial, and to rezone APN 013-120330 from prime ag to heavy industrial. And so the heavy industrial portion or the zone change of that project would be to operate a concrete and asphalt recycling facility on the property, and the northern parcel, which would be the rezone to light industrial, would be to expand an existing gravel parking lot and to allow for the project applicant to store equipment for the operation. Next slide. Here is a map of the project. So as you can see, that northern parcel is where the parking lot expansion and the equipment storage would occur. It's kind of hard to see on this slide, but at the very southeastern portion of that parcel is where the proposed recycling area plant would occur. And this project is not intended to operate 365 days a year. So, you know, this facility would be used and operated when there are construction projects, you know, locally and regionally. So the applicant is able to utilize those materials when those construction projects occur. So this site would be used on an as-needed basis. Next slide. This is policy 39 from our general plan. And so this policy outlines the process that staff needs to go to in order to confirm or deny whether soils are in fact prime ag. And so I just wanted to highlight that on this slide. I will note most of these items were vetted through the CEQA process. So, you know, the submission of well logs and to demonstrate that there's not enough water, that's vetted through the initial study and the mitigated neg deck. I will note that during the October Planning Commission meeting, when this item was heard, that a commissioner requested that the applicant obtain a letter that basically a letter from a certified soil scientist identifying and confirming that the soils are in fact not suitable for prime agriculture. So that was added as a condition of approval. And so this morning, Mr. Goodwin gave me that letter today. So that does satisfy that requirement. So that will be a part of the staff report package for the second zoning ordinance reading. But I just wanted to make note of that here. Next slide. California Environmental Quality Act. So this project had to be analyzed under the under CEQA. And so I just wanted to highlight what is the purpose of CEQA. So CEQA is intended to inform government decision makers and the public about the potential environmental effects of proposed activities to prevent significant avoidable environmental damage. CEQA seeks to accomplish 5 major objectives, which include disclosing environmental impacts, preventing or reducing environmental damage, disclosing agency decisions, promoting intra-agency coordination, and encouraging public participation. This process is intended to be objective, and the process uses factual, scientific, reputable data. Next slide. So through this process, staff, Siskiyou County, as the lead agency for CEQA, determined that an initial study and mitigated negative declaration was sufficient for this type of project. And Vestra, they are the consultant that worked on this portion of the project. And there were 2 environmental areas that were deemed potentially significant but reduced to less than significant with mitigation measures incorporated. And so for the biological resources, through the biological assessment, it was noted that there potentially would be special status species occurring on site or near site, and so there's mitigation measures included in the document for the applicant to go through a process should a special status species be shown or identified on site. And similarly with cultural resources through the cultural resource analysis, nothing was necessarily shown as potentially significant, but with the knowledge of the landfill and the landfill with their EIR document, there were some resources that were shown shown on that site. And so just as a catch-all measure, we decided to incorporate those similar mitigation measures. So if there are resources found, that the applicant would have to go through a process in order to mitigate those cultural resource issues. Next slide. Agency comments. So we received two agency comments, one from CDFW and also from Siskiyou County, the Public Works Department. CDFW, they provided a comment letter identifying that they felt like additional biological assessments needed to occur. As the lead agency, we did not feel that that was critical or that it needed to be done. There were multiple studies, and there's been multiple studies, and then there is a historical record of studies occurring on site or near the site. So we did not feel that even more studies needed to be included.
Was the letter generated locally, or where did the letter come from?
I believe it was locally, yes. It was out of the Reading office.
Who signed it? Is it in here? I'm sorry.
It is, sorry, and I don't remember off the top of my head because CDFW, they have had a lot of staff changes, and so it's their newest staff, or I believe on, well, let's see.
Thank you. Go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry.
In essence, what are they?
They wanted quarterly studies. Yeah. So we didn't feel that that was appropriate just for this project.
Oh, look at that.
So this is dated October 5th. Tina Bartlett.
Thank you.
Yep, so. And then Siskiyou County Public Works, they provided some comment during our 15-day agency review letter that we send out when we take an application. And they did have some initial concerns about driveway access, but they since then have an approved encroachment permit, and so that issue is null and void. They did have some concerns about the VMT data that was in the ISMND, but through the analysis, the traffic and circulation analysis of the CEQA document, we didn't feel that there was any data to show that there would be, an onerous increase to traffic or safety or anything like that, but I just wanted to make a note of that, and so their comments are in your staff report package today. Next slide. We did receive two public comments prior to the Planning Commission, and I'll note we haven't received any additional public comment past the Planning Commission date, which was October 19th. But we received two comment letters that had concerns about zoning consistency. They felt like potentially the zoning was inconsistent from prime ag to both light and heavy industrial. But for both the light industrial and the heavy industrial, there's seven parcels each, that are adjacent to the project site. So there is consistent zoning. Folks also were concerned with potential noise or, dust and air pollution from the project. And so, as I noted, since the project isn't operating or doesn't plan to operate 365 days a year, and through the CEQA process, there wasn't data to show that there would be an onerous or a significant impact of dust or noise. When the facility will be operating, they will have water trucks, that will be driving around to kind of mitigate dust, should there be any. And those are the comments. Last slide, I think. And so we are recommending this project for approval. So the Planning Commission, they did approve the use permit, but since that's just, tacked with the CEQA document, that's why I'm talking about it also today. We are also recommending for you all to approve the zone change request and then also to certify and approve the mitigated negative declaration. So those conclude my comments, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
I don't see on the recommended motion to set a public hearing for the second.
Oh,
is
okay.
It, so we need to add that because it's going to eventually be an ordinance, correct?
Mm-hmm. We can add that.
So what I'm going to do, you already covered it, Ms. Haley, but I'll just do it for formality.
Yep.
Presentation of correspondence you presented.
And not at the clerk's level?
No, at the clerk's level. Presentations by other committee departments, public agencies have been presented. You did my job for me. That's been presented. Ms. Chris, is there anybody online?
There are no comments online.
No comments online at all? Okay. Proponents' arguments. Proponents' arguments. I think I'll bring you up Mr. Paul Bidwin for public comment, sir.
Yeah, I only signed the card. I'm not real familiar with this process. So
you did fine.
In the earlier meeting, there was a lot of comment to people that were there and just try to help explain what it is we're trying to accomplish. So I signed the card in case I need to speak today.
Okay. Well, thank
I think
you.
It's pretty straightforward.
All right.
Thank you, kindly.
Thank you. Thank you. No rebuttals by any means in-house or on computer. I will not close the hearing. Yes, I will not close the hearing. And a discussion or motion by board members.
I'm reading this letter from Fish and Wildlife, and I'm curious to me, as it looks like they're asking for a limited operating period, basically, that would encumber the site. So your position is that we're not going to do that, or has that been incorporated into a use plan?
We did not incorporate their recommendations.
Okay.
No, correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wishes of colleagues. Sir, do you want to make a motion?
It might be me.
I'll make the motion.
You
it'll be changed.
Yeah.
Here I am looking at me. I'll make the motion.
Second.
And that would include language to set a public hearing as well?
Yes, for December 2nd. 6th.
On 12-6. All righty. Okay, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. And Mr. Dean, is there anyone here for the Grenada? Anyone present for item 13E, which is Grenada Prime Agriculture? Well, I'll go ahead and do that.
Sir.
Okay. I'll go ahead and do it now. We'll do community development planning. Item, Ms. Wendy, will be item 13E.
E.
13E, okay. Public hearing for Grenada. Consistent. So open the hearing, reading of the presentation.
It looks like this is the second reading of an ordinance amending zoning for approximately 691 acres for prime agricultural A1 and non-prime agricultural AG2B40 to timber production zone, which is TPZ.
Thank you. This is Bernadette Susan, assistant planner. Basically, Wendy covered my whole spiel. So, the staff recommends
Good job, Wendy.
you approve the zone change determining the project exempt from CEQA, and we have a suggested motion in the packet.
Thank you. just to do a presentation of correspondence?
Not at the clerk's level, no.
Great. Presentation reports from other county departments or public agencies. Proponents, opponents, or public comment? Ms. Forster, anything on
not
that?
Not online.
Okay. Be no rebuttals then. Since this is the second reading, I'll close the hearing and discussion or motion by board members.
No discussion on the board member motion.
A second.
Okay. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Mm-hmm.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. And for for reasons I already said, the Williamson Act,
I think there was one more that was considered community development.
I can do that if you like.
G, we may as well.
January 17th.
Yeah, I'll do, you're right, Ms. Wendy, we do need to bring it up just for formality, so. For the vacation rental analysis, Mr. Dean, this is item 13G. Did you want to just give a short explanation? Pretty well clear in this, but anything you need to say?
Sure. Good afternoon, Haley Lane, Planning Director. So we were asking for this item to be continued because this item was heard at the Planning Commission meeting, and the Commission asked for additional information from staff prior to providing you all with policy recommendations.
All right. Do you need a motion on that, Mr. Kringle?
I like the motion on public hearing matters, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Continue them.
Move to continue.
Second.
And may I just verify that we technically opened the hearing and are continuing it?
Correct.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And if I got the motion right, Supervisor Valenzuela and then Supervisor Ogren?
Correct.
All right. All righty. So, Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsep?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. And I'll recuse from Supervisor Valenzuela.
Well, I think these are going to take a little bit of time. Do we have lunch coming?
We do, but it should be here in about 5-10 minutes.
Do you want to take a break?
These are going to take a long time.
These are going to take a while.
We also haven't done 7D, I don't think.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll get out of the public hearings, I'll just do other stuff, and then we'll break for lunch.
Okay.
We'll do that sort of thing.
He's here for a reading center so that we can get a heads up.
I don't think anyone, is anyone here from Williams Snack? Mr. Walker is.
I'll be in town after lunch.
I don't want to lose you. Thank you.
We still have 10B.
Yeah, I'll go ahead
out there.
Go down the line and get some other stuff done with. All right. Ms. Winnie, I'll go ahead and do 9B.
9B, that was the
Power Authority. So the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors will recess. We will adjourn as the Siskiyou Power Authority. Any public comment for Siskiyou Power Authority?
None online.
And the consent agenda, we'll pull that one. I think there's some edits. 9B, consent agenda.
Joy Hall, Director of General Services. We found a few typos in the First Amendment. They are under the third whereas. It should say on the last sentence of instead of if. And under the fourth whereas, it should say 5.2 instead of 5.4. So of those.
Section 5.2.
Yes, instead of 5.4. And then the third whereas, the last sentence. Where it says if, it should say of.
And so just for the record, that sentence would, we're not going to read the entire sentence, but the clause in parentheses would read, for the first 6 months of the second contract year. And that's in parentheses.
Am I not finding that? Hang on. Oh, I did find it.
In parentheses.
There we go. Okay, and that'll be changed before it goes back through DocuSign, correct?
So if you guys approve the changes, it has gone through DocuSign already again and ready for approval after for signature.
Any motion? Yes, Supervisor Howe.
I just had a question on the reading through the CTI index. I see the escalation chart, but does it go down if CPI goes down?
I mean, if it is going to be between 1-3%, so if CPI is, it will always.
I'm bringing it up because right now CPI is extraordinarily high.
Yeah, it will never go above 3% with this. Yeah. What it's saying here right now? Yes. Yeah. Yes, and you're right. It's like 10 something. It's ridiculous.
Which is
I don't
second.
Answer.
Second.
Valenzuela and Kopsep, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that motion was with the corrections.
Yes.
With corrections. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Director Help?
Aye.
Director Kopsep?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Okay.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye. We'll adjourn this to Siskiyou Power Authority. reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. Item 10B, proliferation of illegal cannabis emergency.
Move to extend.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Howell?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Item 11A? Appointments?
This one would be for, these are vacancies on the Siskiyou County Range Advisory Board. They're for terms expiring July 28, 2023, and also July 28, 2024. The clerk's office did our notice and posting as we normally do, and I've received letters of interest back from all five who are currently incumbents: Carolyn Luis, Greg Cook, Mark Coates, Gary Rainey, and Jim Morris, and they are all interested in serving again on that board. No, all at once is fine. They're just continuing as incumbents are continuing their terms. So if you name them all or
move to reappoint all the incumbents.
The five? Okay.
Second.
Thank you. And specifically, they do have to be participants of grazing permits in order to qualify for this board. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Item 12A, amended approval for October 18th.
I have received no corrections for those.
Move to approve.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Health?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. That, Ms. Wendy, we're going to call on you again. If you're fine with item 7D, which is elections, the lieu of elections.
If you're okay waiting for this afternoon.
I can wait for this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm going to check and see if we've got any more recommendations or letters coming in.
For you, I got a response back from a question about the
Perdita Poe. Okay. Okay, so we'll have to make that note when we get to bring them back.
Ms. Wendy, give us a little time. Recreation District, then I sent an email that they all want to reappoint. Is that all you need?
Yes, okay. Yep, I did get that. Those are in the packet, but I do want to check my email in case anything else is coming in. That'd be great. We could finish that all up this afternoon as well as our public hearings. I think we're good.
For those that want to come back for the Williamson Act, do we have lunch in the back already?
Yeah,
okay. So, Mr. Kiernan, with respect to time, how long do you think we'll take for a closed session? It's never a perfect decipher for everybody here.
No.
Can I say at least an hour?
I would say at least an hour, yes.
And then that would give everyone, if you did, Mr. Walker. So thanks for joining us. Sorry for making you leave and come back. You got lunch out of it.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you think for timing? If we say
lunch?
If we say 1:30.
Oh, it's on your account. Yeah.
If we say 1:30,
we'll say 1:30.
To come back in.
You want to say 1:45? We'll say 1:45, Ms. Wendy.
Okay.
That's your house request, 1:45. So we will not start before 1:45.
Okay.
All right. With that, we'll go into close, Ms. Wendy.
All righty. Thank you much.